Random sampler. One can at a time. It would take an elephant to feed my family for a year, I thought, as I tried to make a plan for our food storage. And how could I afford it or store it all? Just then an old saying about elephants popped into my mind. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. The question for me was, how do you store an elephant? The answer was, one can at a time. The church has provided many areas with a wonderful resource, the dry pack cannery. If there is one nearby, we can sign up to pack various products at reasonable prices. Dry packing in number 10 cans is a convenient and safe way to store the basic foods needed for long-term storage. Our elephant could fit nicely in our storage room. The next question was, how could we afford it? Our family came up with the following ideas for financing our food storage. 1. Save all the change that comes home. It is amazing how much money 5 people can contribute in just 1 week. With only $1 per week per person, we could dry pack 1 can of potato pearls, or 3 cans of flour, or 1 can of delicious apple slices. 2. Use the money from our tax return for quantity purchases. A case of 6 cans of basic items of milk, flour, sugar, and wheat was affordable and helped us be much more prepared. When we added pasta and beans, we felt that in an emergency we could actually create family meals for a month. 3. Buy one extra item when at the store. Oils, salt, and spices are necessary for a complete storage plan. The cost of one item was seldom noticed in our grocery bill, but our storage room benefited greatly. An article in the Ensign about debt reduction states, "Your most important savings is food storage." Jack M. Lyon, How Many Loaves Have Ye? Ensign, December 1989, page 41. We have tried to balance this with monetary savings. Each time we purchase an item on sale for food storage, we try to save the extra amount we would normally have spent and add it to our food storage fund. Our food storage is growing day by day, can by can, case by case. We are better prepared and no longer afraid of being trampled by the enormity of the food storage elephant. Mary L. Wilson, Indian Hills Ward, Pocatello, Idaho, Stake. Preparing children for baptism. When our oldest child was 7, we were anxious to help prepare him to make sacred covenants with his Heavenly Father by being baptized and confirmed. My husband decided to use the missionary discussions to teach him about the principles of the gospel and the covenants made at baptism. My husband purchased a set of missionary discussions and taught one every few weeks during family home evening. We were all blessed by this because the discussions are brimming with information, and we felt the special spirit that accompanies their message. We have continued the tradition of using the discussions to prepare all our children for baptism, confirmation, and a love of missionary work. When our oldest son turned 16, he taught his 7-year-old brother the missionary discussions the same way we had been doing it as a family. His experience teaching his brother has increased his desire to serve a mission, and making the missionary discussions part of our home has helped all our testimonies to grow. Carolyn M. Roach, Green Valley 4th Ward, St. George, Utah, Green Valley Stake. Helping your family keep the Sabbath. The scripture, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it," Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, has been our motto and guide as we try to teach our children good habits and righteous principles. We found it especially helpful to share Sabbath day and family home evening activities with our children, particularly during their teenage years. Following is a list of ideas to help encourage Sabbath and family home evening observance. 1. Define a day. We teach our children that the Sabbath day and Monday evening are reserved as special family times. No other activities should intrude unless they are really necessary and permission is given by mom or dad. Our children have usually accepted this. With their support, we feel more peace in our home and are grateful to know we are assured weekly time away from worldly distractions. 2. Plant the habit of doing worthwhile activities. Demonstrate that the Sabbath is a special day of worship, service and personal rejuvenation. Sabbath activities that we began in our children's youth have spilled over into their teen activities. For example, we often took our children to visit the elderly at nursing homes. Now, they occasionally gather with friends on Sabbath evenings to sing at nursing homes. Service continues to bless them with sweet experiences. 3. Visit family and friends. Along with attending church meetings and fulfilling church responsibilities on Sunday, we occasionally visit family and friends, especially those with whom our teens have a common interest. Sometimes we have family or friends visit us for a modest dinner or dessert. 4. Welcome newcomers in your neighborhood. One of our teenage daughters earned the neighborhood title of the unofficial welcome wagon after resolving to help move-ins feel welcome in the community. Now, whenever she sees a for sale sign go down or a moving truck drive up, she is there, along with the rest of us, to welcome our new neighbors. Those visits sometimes occur on the Sabbath or as part of family home evening. 5. Strengthen youth of part member families. Some Latter-day Saint youth do not have members of the church in their family to strengthen them on the Sabbath. We have friends from Canada who periodically have an informal youth gathering at their home on Sunday evenings. The youth sing hymns, make treats and deliver them to others, enjoy the spirit of the Sabbath, and strengthen their friendships. The Sabbath day provides an opportunity to grow closer to our Heavenly Father and at the same time to our families. By teaching our children appropriate Sabbath activities while they are young, we enable them to embrace this important day throughout their lives. Allison Affeltringer, Siegel Lily Ward, Sandy, Utah, Granite South Stake. End of the articles in Random Sampler. Read by Allison Jensen.